KC95, the St. Louis Classic, BTO right there. Bad Company off their latest just before that. It's about a minute in front of 7 o'clock, and coming up in just a little bit here in the 7 o'clock hour, going to register 10 more people for World Tour 1990. Talking about Eric Clapton, Five Nights of Clapton in a concert fashion in London. And we're going to pick the winner come this Friday morning when we do the Morning Zoo Christmas show, which will be spectacular in and of itself. We're looking forward to, the MU330 band joining us here. Those guys were with us last year, and they set up their band equipment in here, and we just blasted. We're going to be rocking and rolling Friday morning. Pick one name. If that's you, have a good time in London. And don't forget that we'll be registering people not only this morning here with the zoo, but also all day long, and also again tomorrow here on KC95, where it is now at about 40 degrees. High today is supposed to get up to 50 and back down into the low 30s tonight. Time for the news. News being brought to you by Huey's Carlson Honda. Here's the UMass.
KSHE News.
Okay, here's what's going on. President Bush says if there is a war in the Persian Gulf, it will not turn into another Vietnam. Bush says if there is fighting to get Iraq out of Kuwait, it won't last long. And quarterback Joe Montana was named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year for 1990. That's news and sports. I'm John Hewlett.
And speaking of sports, we'll have tickets for the Mizzou, Illinois game tonight at the arena when the ticket window opens up here a little bit later this morning. This news and sports brought to you by Huey's Carlson Honda.
Hey, Huey!
Carlson! Hi!
3-3.
It's the Morning Zoo here at KC95. We are looking for a high today of 50, 40 right now, back down into the 30s tonight. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, KC Magna Bank traffic. Here's Caroline.
Okay, in West County, there's an accident on Clayton Road near Kerr's Mill. Westbound on 270 at the Interbelt, a three-car accident is blocking the left lane. You'll find patchy fog along Highway 40 between Clarkson and Spady. That's the KC Magna Bank traffic. I'm Caroline Miller.
You're on the air.
Hey, Smash. Yes, you know that Billy Crystal Christmas tune you guys played the other day?
Yes, sir.
There's a bunch of people here at work who haven't heard it. I'd love to hear it again.
The Christmas song by Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal. No problem. It is yours.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, babes. It's Sammy here with a little package for you. Yeah, and it's a gift that keeps giving. It's the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on that open fire. Yeah. Peace, love, and togetherness, and I mean that. We're closed!
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. Tis the season to be jolly, and there's no rest for the wicked.
KC95 with Stevie Ray and Jimmy, the Vaughn Brothers CD. It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Just before that, Billy Crystal with the Christmas song. It is 40 degrees. High today supposed to get up to 50, down into the 30s tonight. Right now, time for the Mondo headlines. Here's the UMass.
Space probe takes photos of heaven. Special camera, I guess. Chinese have rotten teeth. Headline. Vacationers' pinkies chewed off by fish.
Wow!
Scientists puzzled. And the Megamondo headline of the day, also animal related. Electric shocked chicken lays hard boiled egg.
Oh, ho.
KG95, the classics and today's best rock.
KC95 Real Rock Radio. There's Bob Seger. Just before that, White Snake is 24 minutes after 7 a.m. And we are getting into sports section here. We put the phone line up. And from Channel 11, Mr. Rich Gould. And Rich Bragan writes tonight, you talked to Tom Wheatley. You read Tom Wheatley yesterday. He says there's not much to brag about. What do you think?
Well, I've got to agree with him this year. I mean,
yeah.
Cotton pickers. This game has been so good.
the last 2 years. It's just been so much fun. I can remember last year going to Schmiesing's, right? I'm supposed to meet somebody there, and I had no chance to meet him. The place was just completely packed with fans from both Mizzou and Illinois, and the basketball games were great. If I remember right, last year both teams were ranked in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mizzou just came off a great win against Arkansas. Illinois, I think, was like fifth.
Yeah, they were up there. I remember that.
Oh, it was super. This year, certainly, the basketball is going to be a bit tainted. You got an Illinois team that's really not very good.
Well, I look in the sports section of the Post-Dispatch this morning. Holyfield wants boxing investigated. Wants the government to step in, does Evander Holyfield, and clean up boxing. What kind of joke is that?
Nah, he ought to just shut up and take his money and not worry about
it. I guess so, yeah.
Boxing's been crooked for years.
Yeah.
Right now, he's a guy with some talent. He stands to make a lot of money. I don't think I'd want to bite the hand that feeds me.
Yeah, good point.
No matter what happens.
Hey, how about Buster Douglas? You hear about him? Him and his wife had a baby a couple, two, 3 days ago.
Is that right?
And it was an unfortunate situation. You know how when they bring the babies out, the doctor turned the baby over and started spanking him very lightly on the butt, knocked the kid out.
Kid just dropped.
I hadn't heard that. I figured something like that had happened.
Chip off the old block.
Leading up to that.
Chip off the old block.
Rich, thanks for being on
here
with us.
Hey, guys, appreciate it. I can go back to bed now.
Appreciate it. All right. Good night.
See ya.
And that, of course, Rich Gould from Channel 11. This has been Sports Section here at KC. It's 28 minutes after 7 a.m.
Chrysler announces the Golden Advantage.
Fragrances.
It's Morning Zoo here, and I forgot to mention in the joyousness of the season that we have, because of time, it's too early for the guy to wake up, really. But at Brett Hull, we moved to 8:40 on Wednesday mornings. We'll talk Brett Hull hockey 8:40 a.m. on Wednesday mornings from now on, and Brett will be with us a little bit later on here this morning. Right now it's time for the KC Magna Bank traffic here at 7:32 a.m. Here's Caroline Miller.
Okay, on eastbound 70, plan on at least 40 minutes in traffic from Mid Rivers to the Blanchette Bridge. There's a stalled car in the right lane of westbound traffic halfway across the King Bridge. Eastbound 40 moving slowly through the fog in the two-lane section from Clarkson to west of 141. That is the KC Magna Bank traffic. I'm Caroline Miller. Now Mike Nelson with the weather.
Thank you, Caroline. That fog is the densest in the River Valley areas this morning. You want to take a little care driving through those areas. Should be lifting out of here a little later this morning, and we're going to have an okay day for today and again tomorrow, but that's going to be the end of it as that big Arctic surge of cold...